KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball action last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play game heard here on KJAN last night. It was Atlantic defeating Harlan by a final of 5-3. Trojans fell behind 1-0 as Harlan played an early run in the second inning, but they bounced back with 3 in the top half of the third. Gunnar Bloom with a 2-run homer helped that 3-run effort in the third inning. Trojans tacked on 2 more in the top of the 6th to make it 5-1. Harlan answered with 2 in the bottom half of the inning to narrow the gap to 2, but neither team able to score in the final inning as the Trojans hang on for the victory. In addition to Bloom's 2-run homer, he was also the winning pitcher in last night's contest, and Atlantic coach Trace Peterson was plenty more impressed with his pitching efforts.
He ended up throwing 140-plus pitches, probably too many for him to be throwing this early in the game or in the season, but, you know, he said, I want the ball in the 7th inning. He said it's only 1 inning left, and you know, he's a huge competitor out there. But if you take a look at those innings, you know, they did strand 10 people on base, but he stayed away from the big inning because he usually got the first and second out. And then it was probably a walk at that particular time or a base hit or whatever, and then another person would get on. And there before too long, you're looking at either bases loaded or guys on first and second, and he pitched out of it. He made big pitches when he needed to make big pitches.
Well, Bloom struggled a bit at times with control with 7 bases on balls allowed, but he also struck out 11 in the contest as the Trojans win the baseball game again, 5-3 the final. Also, in Hawkeye 10 play last night, Glenwood over Clarinda 6-0. Creston beat Winterset 13-3. Kemper Catholic falling to Lewis Central 6-4. Shenandoah shut out Red Oak 10-0. Denison stepped out of conference to beat Cherokee Washington 4-2. Tri-Center also stepped out of the Western Iowa Conference last night. Wish they hadn't. They lost to St. Albert by a score of 11-1. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Adair Casey beat East Green 6-5. Cam over Walnut 11-1. Exira EHK 6-0 over Orient Maxburg. And Iowa Christian defeated Glidden Ralston by a score of 5-0. Elsewhere in boys baseball last night, it was Corning over Nottoway Valley 11-1. East Mills edging Stanton 10-9. Fremont Mills got by Nishnabotna 5-4. Lawton Bronson over West Harrison 10-0. Logan Magnolia beat River Valley 8-0. Mount Air over Lenox 8-4. Ogden shut out Guthrie Center 14-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-0 and 5-1 in a sweep over Abraham Lincoln. Sydney beat Essex 7-6 and IKM Manning over Westwood 13-6. In softball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan over Atlantic by a final of 4-1. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 11-1. Glenwood over Clarinda 3-0. Shenandoah edging Red Oak 4-3. Creston beat Des Moines North in non-conference play 11-1. Denison also stepping out of conference to beat Missouri Valley 7-3. Also in Audubon lost a non-conference game last night as the Wheelers fall 15-6 to Coon Rapids Baird. In Rolling Hills Conference softball last night, Walnut over Cam 10-1. Exira EHK falling 3-1 to Orient Maxburg. Also around the area in girls softball, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson 11-1. Corning over Nottoway Valley 7-3. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 8-2. IKM Manning over Westwood 7-4. Panorama beat West Central Valley 7-5. Stanton downing East Mills by a score of 6-4. In Major League Baseball last night, Justin Maxwell hit a 2-run homer. Jose Altuve tied a career high with 4 hits, and the Houston Astros got to St. Louis starter Jaime Garcia early before holding on for a 9-8 win over the Cardinals on Tuesday night. The Astros scored 4 runs in the first inning, and Maxwell's homer in the second stretched their lead to 6-1. Brian Bogusevich added a solo home run in the fourth, and Chris Snyder drove in 2 for the Houston Astros. Garcia yielded 5 hits, and the 6 runs tied his season high that he set against the Astros earlier this year. That loss drops the lefty to 0-5 in 7 career starts against Houston. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Dodgers over the Phillies 2-1. Washington beat the New York Mets in 12 innings 7-6. Atlanta down Miami 11-0. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 8-4. The Cubs over the Brewers 10-0. Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 10-0. And the Padres over the Giants 6-5. In the American League, Bruce Chen outdueled Francisco Liriano to make a lone run scored in the second inning stand up Tuesday night, giving the Kansas City Royals a 1-0 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Chen allowed 4 hits without a walk to win for the 5th time in 6 starts. The 34-year-old left-hander relied on some veteran guile to strike out 5 without allowing a runner past second. Liriano allowed only 4 hits over 6 innings. 3 of them, though, came in the second when the Twins' failure to turn a double play proved costly. It allowed Brian Peña to send an RBI single rolling through the left side of the infield for the game's only run. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat Detroit 4-2, Yankees over Tampa Bay 7-0, Baltimore beat Boston in 10 innings 8-6, Toronto downing Chicago 9-5, LA beat Seattle 6-1, and Texas over Oakland 6-3. In other baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers say longtime manager Tommy Lasorda is in stable condition in a New York hospital after having what the team called a mild heart attack. The 84-year-old Hall of Famer became ill Monday while in town to represent the club at the Major League Baseball draft. TMZ first reported Lasorda's condition, and they said the plan was for him to return home today. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Omaha beating Memphis 5-4. Oklahoma City down the Iowa Cubs by a score of 4-3. Both Iowa and Omaha have today off. A former Butler and Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider is returning to his Indianapolis roots. Marion University, an NAIA school located just a few miles from the Butler campus, has called a news conference for today to announce that they've hired Licklider. That's according to a person with knowledge of that situation. Licklider enjoyed his greatest basketball success in Indianapolis, leading Butler to the NCAA tournament's regional semifinals in 2003 and 2007. He was chosen the 06-07 National Coach of the Year by the National Basketball Coaches Association. He went 38-57 over the next three seasons at Iowa. That was a tenure that included health problems. He sat out the 2010-11 season and then returned last season as an assistant at Miami of Ohio. Well, the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals have taken a stunning turn in favor of the Boston Celtics. The Celtics posted their third straight victory and became the first team to win on the road by rallying to beat the favored Miami Heat 94-90 to take a 3-2 series lead. Kevin Garnett finished with 26 points and 11 rebounds. Paul Pierce hit a big three-pointer over LeBron James with just under a minute left. Pierce scored 19 points. James finished with 30 points and 13 rebounds for Miami, but went 8 minutes without scoring in the final quarter. Dwayne Wade scored 27 for the Heat, who got no more than 9 from anyone else. Game 6 is set for Thursday night in Boston, where the Celtics will try to clinch a trip to either Oklahoma City or San Antonio for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder take a 3-game winning streak back home as they try to put away the top-seeded San Antonio Spurs in tonight's Game 6. The Thunder have a 3-2 series lead. The Thunder are coming off a 108-103 road win at San Antonio Monday night. If Oklahoma City can't put away the Spurs tonight, then the series would return to the Alamo City for a 7th game on Friday night. Well, a mediator is trying to settle a labor dispute at Belmont Park that threatens to scratch I'll Have Another's chance of winning Thoroughbred Racing's first Triple Crown in more than 30 years. An official with the union representing maintenance and starting gate workers at the New York racetrack said the mediator was meeting today with the New York Racing Association and union leaders. About 150 union members at NYRA's Belmont, Aqueduct, and Saratoga tracks have been working without a contract since February of 2011. That was a year after the previous contract was given a one-year extension. The workers last month authorized a strike to begin Friday, the day before the running of the Belmont Stakes, which is the final jewel in the Triple Crown. I'll Have Another is trying to become the first horse to win the Triple Crown since Affirmed turned the trick in 1978. Hall of Fame trainer Dwayne Lucas was hospitalized on Tuesday after one of his horses reared up and kicked him in the head. The 74-year-old Lucas said from the hospital that he will be fine and he expects to return to the track today. He's scheduled to saddle Longshot Optimizer in Saturday's Belmont Stakes. Well, David Ruderman will replace suspended driver Kurt Busch in Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Busch was suspended by NASCAR for the entire upcoming weekend for verbally abusing a reporter last weekend at Dover. Phoenix Racing will borrow Ruderman from Tommy Baldwin Racing to drive the number 51 Chevrolet in place of Busch. Busch's future is not clear with the James Finch-owned race team. Well, the men's number 1 and number 3 seeds have won at the French Open. Top seed Novak Djokovic needed 5 sets to eliminate 5th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga, while Roger Federer came back from a 2-set deficit for the 7th time in his career to beat 9th seed Juan Martin Del Potro. The win by Djokovic moves him closer to a 4th consecutive Grand Slam title. He'll now face Federer, the winner of 16 Grand Slam titles. A year ago in the French Open semifinals, Federer beat Djokovic, ending the Serb's 43-match winning streak. Since then, Djokovic has won 26 Grand Slam matches in a row, including titles at Wimbledon and the U.S. Open last year and the Australian Open in January. No man has won 4 straight major championships since Rod Laver in 1969. Federer is now qualified for a record-tying 31st Grand Slam semifinal. For the women, six-seeded Sam Stosur has reached the semifinals in Paris for the third time in 4 years. The reigning U.S. Open champion defeated 15th-seeded Dominika Cibulková of Slovakia in straight sets. The six-seeded Stosur has won all 10 sets she's played at Roland Garros this year, where she was runner-up in 2010 and got to the semis in 2009. Stosur moves on as she'll face Sara Errani of Italy, who reached her first Grand Slam semifinal with her first career victory against a top 10 player as she knocked out 10th-seeded Angelique Kerber of Germany. The U.S. men's doubles team of Mike and Bob Bryan has advanced to the semifinals with a three-set win. The Bryans have won 11 Grand Slam tournaments. Their lone win in Paris came in 2003. The NFL has punished the Seattle Seahawks for excessive off-season workouts. The league's management council and the players' union determined that Seattle violated the collective bargaining agreement's off-season workout rules by having live contact during one of the club's organized team activities. As punishment, the Seahawks will forfeit scheduled OTA practices today and Thursday, plus a workout day on Friday. University of Miami says a lawsuit former football coach Randy Shannon filed in late April over outstanding payments has been settled. That lawsuit was filed in Miami on April 27th. Financial terms of the settlement were not released. Shannon was fired November 27th of 2010 after he went 28-22 over four seasons with the Hurricanes. And the Florida men's track and field team has seemingly accomplished everything but a national outdoor title. The star-crossed Gators have finished in second place four times since 2004. Last season, they wound up third after losing in the final race of the meet. But Florida has three straight indoor national titles to its credit and is once again among the favorites to win this year's meet, which starts Wednesday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Texas A&M's men and women have won the last three national outdoor titles, but most expect that streak of pulling off double titles to end this year. The Aggie men appear to stack up equally with Florida State and Florida, which can't afford to focus on their past inability to break through at the outdoor meet like they have indoors. Texas A&M's women's team is expected to finish behind Oregon, LSU, and Kansas in the team competition. That's Jack Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.